Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody know God's good. If you not ashamed, tell somebody. You know, I want you to go ahead and pick up your telephone and say that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ever ask of him. Now, if you believe that, go ahead and wave your hand, because Jesus will make a way. If you believe that, come on, go with me. Listen. Sometimes in this old life, everything you do may not turn out right. Don't you worry, don't go astray. I know somebody.
Hello.
and stand up for
what up? Huh?
That's up. How you doing?
Oh, you
how
got
doing?
We hadn't talked in so long. We hadn't talked so long.
No, it's been a long. No, we talk all the time. We just don't talk so long on the radio.
Oh, we hadn't talked so long on the radio.
Yes, on the radio. We talk almost every day.
Well, we talk almost every day because we be talking about something. People ain't talking about nothing. I don't like talk to them.
Yeah. You know.
So what's going on in Houston, Texas?
Trying to order some DoorDash. I'm hungry. What's going on in Florida?
Heat, man. It ain't the Miami heat. It's Orlando heat. And we supposed to be Orlando Magic. And I don't do it, Magic.
I think everybody better get ready with the good Lord because, you know, it's so hot. You don't know if it's going to catch a fire and this is hell or not. So everybody should get ready with the good Lord.
Now, you know what to say. Listen, I'm so excited. I'm excited about in the pastor's study. Ooh, wait, but before I talk about the juiciness.
Okay, this is Stella. I'm going to put Kirby on the line, okay?
Put Kirby on the line then. I thought I was talking to Kirby.
Okay. No, this is Stella. Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me get that for you.
Oh, I like this. So,
hello.
It's Kirby Capone. Hey.
Yo.
What's going on? What up? Huh?
I got a really special angel of mine. I had an 18-wheeler wreck some years back, and you know, I was not in a good shape. You know, 18-wheeler ran into us in our 18-wheeler, so you know, I wasn't able to do any chores or anything. You know, my neck was like jumping and stuff like that, and I had to hold it to the side and all that kind of stuff. But God, he sent his angel named Chef Allen out of the blue. I've never met him before. I met him now, but, you know, I've never met him before the accident. And he came out of the blue with food and fed my whole family. Everybody that was there, he cooked for the whole family. And I was so shocked that, you know, somebody that don't even know you would come and do. He came to the country like 45 minutes to an hour away. His name is Chef Allen. And he was telling me, you know, about the name Jesus and about, you know, all of this. And if I can I call him and get him on the line?
Sure, but I got another call on the line. Matter of fact, it's my sponsor. They're called Peaks Production. They're in the house. I want to go ahead and formally introduce them. Peaks Production in the house. Go ahead and say, hey, Peekaboo. This Peekaboo, new addition to the Greg Shell Show. What's up?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, how are you?
Oh, Peekaboo.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Hey, Miss Peekaboo. You on the phone with a famous movie and film producer and executive producer. I'm in the movie with her, and we going out there on the 26th and try to rattle up something.
Awesome. What's her name?
Asa. That's her name. She ain't won't say Pootie Tang.
What's your name, darling?
Uh-oh.
Did you lose her?
I'm here now.
She know you now. Go ahead. She said she won't know your name.
Huh?
She says she want to know your name. Peaks Production, bad here in Orlando. They say they want to know your name.
Kirby Capone. That's K-U-R-V-I-E-K-A-P-O-N-E. Again, that's K-U-R-V-I-E-K-A-P-O-N-E.
Very nice.
Yay.
Thank you.
So Peak Productions, tell us how your day been going. What the hell is with you today? She came over yesterday, Kirby Capone Productions. I like all these productions because I'm G2Z Production, and then that's Kirby Capone Production. Now we got Peak Production. And she came over, and she came with a gift and not with a lift. She came
bearing gifts. Yes.
Huh?
I said, I come bearing gifts. Yes.
They got a blessing. Most people come with their problem, but she came with a solution. And she got a chance to sample some of my wife's famous Alfredo, shrimp Alfredo.
Oh, that was good.
Just freeze me a bowl and send it to Texas. It'll be hot by the time it gets here.
I want to talk to Mom. I want to talk to Pastor Lula May. Pastor Lula May need to meet. She need to meet Peak's Production because Peak's Production is one of the proud sponsors of the Greg Shell Show. Thank you, Peak's Production. Y'all, let's clap that up. Woo! Peak's Production. If you're trying to get in on TV, in the movies, whatever, you got two production companies. You got Kirby Capone with a P, and then you got Peak's Production with two P's. So you can get hit on both sides. And then when you get out that way, you can come to G2Z.
If somebody call Pastor Lula May, I'm here.
Oh, hey, Pastor Lula May, I ain't been on the radio in so long. I miss you. How you doing? Happy Friday.
I'm blessed and highly favored, and I'm one of God's favorites.
Ooh, that's a good thing. I believe I'm one of the favorites, too. Huh?
Can't believe you got to know. You got
to
know you want to be. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Go ahead and say hey to Miss Peak Production. We got to throw her all out there in the water because she's sponsoring the Greg Shell Show.
How you doing, baby?
Good, darling. How are you?
Wait, I didn't understand what you said. I'm sorry.
I said, good, darling. How are you?
I'm very blessed that the Lord has came in and bless me with so many blessings. I just want to thank him. I want to praise him in the morning. I praise him in the evening. I praise him in the noonday. I praise him when I'm asleep.
Oh, there's a lot of praising going on because when praises go up, blessings come down. And I just got to tell the world, I met Miss Peak Production with my nephew, Lionel Judah, lawn professional. They was getting it in, and then so I was meeting him. I ran into another company that's, sponsored, want to be a proud sponsor of the show. It's called Speedy's Recovery. Go ahead and tell them a little bit about that business.
Oh, Speedy Roadside Rescue. We do lockouts, dumpsters, tires, towing. We do the auto repair. We do everything. One call does it all.
Say that again. You sound like you had a mouthful of marbles. I want to hear every little bit.
Okay. We do lockouts, tire changes, jump starts, towing, body work, mechanical work. One call does it all. We do everything. And we cater to our customers.
Can you come and fix my Maserati? I have a Maserati, a 2023 Maserati, and I put it in the garage. I'm in Houston, Texas, too.
Hey, down my shop in the house. I had to be on that grid. Boy, look at him. That's sharp. We got a new person. Oh, we got Miss Peak. My name is Miss Peak Production. I heard that production part, so I can sing, I can dance, I can bite my toenail and turn over backwards.
I hope you're not coming on here with no foolishness, dynamite.
Boo, can you help? Can you help? Can you help? I'm down in my shop. I'm sharp. My toenail didn't cut my finger. Mm.
You did what? Oh, you talk too fast. Slow down there, buddy.
Oh. Well, Greg Shell told me to tell you. He gave me $10 to tell you. Welcome to his new radio show. And he said he ready to put it out there. Did he tell you he ready to put it out there?
Absolutely.
See, I like when people talk like that. Absolutely, all them looters work. Mama, Mabe, I ain't seen you in a long time. God, what you doing out there? And he was texting, ha ha, you got that new model rider. Now you can send me some cash out and help me get my doorknob on my church.
Well, I didn't tell you before. I don't send no money to no man.
I'm the man.
It don't matter. If you the man with the plan, then you have your own plan.
You forgot the same.
You have your own plans. You don't ask no woman for no money, especially not if she's a lady or a woman of God.
You said you were a pastor. I'm asking the pastor for some money for my donut.
Well, you a reverend, so you ought to have your own money.
Hey, Ram Dynamite, what's happening, man? You can't come back on my show. I'm just trying to get my audience back, man. You acting up like that. Don't do that.
Boy, I tell you, they be at it.
You seen that right there?
Hey, Greg.
Yeah, he comes on here with foolishness all the time. He always wants money from somebody. And then he gets to talking about them girls with the no shirts on. That's not a man
of God. Yeah, he's a man. He don't need to do that. Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Peek production. Yeah.
Speedy's here. He'd like to tell you something.
Tell Speedy to tell you something. He got a speed of recovery. Huh?
As you seen the other day, I pulled off the impossible. So this is for a limited time offer, and it's guaranteed. All right? And it's 2 months free, and it's $15,000 discount, but for $5,000 in the beginning, $5,000 after 6 months, so $10,000 total. I think it's a great investment, and I am going to, for an entire year, show you how to set everything up, run a business, and make over $150,000 in that 12 months. And that's guaranteed.
Wait a minute. Wait. Let me get Dynamite out of here so the audience can hear what you're saying. First of all, happy Friday. Welcome to the show. Man, I love what you're doing. I've never seen nobody get down out of their trunk in a bad ride. First of all, pulling up on the scene in a bad ride and being able to do all the things that you do. Go ahead and let the world know how you get down. And first of all, I want to thank you for being a proud sponsor of the Greg Shell Show.
Well, I've always said knowledge is power. So time goes on no matter what. And I had someone tell me he doesn't spend his time watching TV and everything. He spends his time educating himself. So that is what I have done. I've educated myself in business because a lot of these companies think consumers don't understand the laws or don't know the laws. And I've actually just had two situations where two big companies have has committed federal wire fraud, and the other one has committed conspiracy to commit insurance fraud, and most people wouldn't know this. So, unfortunately that, we'll be going public, but, I stand up. So I am offering the first course because eventually, the going rate will be almost $20,000, but for $10,000 for an entire year, I am going to show you step by step how to set up a business, how to set it up properly, how to do everything yourself and make six figures in 12 months. I have took $800 and I have generated over $250,000 in 14 months by myself. And I'm on the low tier doing the roadside in the auto industry, and Tony makes more. So I made more than my buddy who has two tow trucks.
Out of the car, out of the back of my car's
a Kia Optima, but I pull up the semis. I have a 6 gallon air compressor that produces 2,000 watts of electricity from a deep cycle marine battery. I can do car carrier, pretty much anything.
So you offer 24 hours.
Something that anyone can do. It may seem simple, but you have to have a lot of knowledge.
Correct.
I get the calls that no one else can do. I've gone out to calls where they couldn't get into the vehicle, and I was in the vehicle getting the keys out of the trunk within 10 minutes. And what's sad thing is all you needed was a small screwdriver. So not one of them had a small screwdriver.
So why is this? We're getting prepared for the luau coming out party in Union Springs, Alabama, the September the 23rd. The Greg Show luau. You guys gonna be part of that big whoop de whoop, right?
Absolutely. You know, I'm trying to get as much of my network to come with me because I have built a network that covers everything. And the network I've built, I've personally assembled myself, meaning if I've assembled them, that means I trust them with my vehicle if I needed it to be repaired. We got the top locksmith, the top body shift, and we deal with exotic Bentleys, Maseratis, all the anything and everything we have. Things that other auto repair shops don't have. We offer complimentary ride service. We'll come out and personally pick you up and take you home. We have snap financing, so you don't have cash. It's 100 days. No credit check, same as cash. So if you pay it off within 100 days, whatever they give you is all you pay back based on your payment plan. We sell cars.
Well,
you need a car. You know, you want a specific car, we'll search for it. You want something specifically built, we'll do that. We'll go out and pre-inspect the vehicle and tell you, you know, whether it's a good vehicle to buy. And you would not be, you'd be surprised at how many I come across that they turn off the check engine light. And I've stopped the customer from buying the vehicle. Or I've gotten them a significant discount.
So I'm getting ready to get a new car. You gonna help me get me? You gonna help me get my car?
Yeah.
Well, watch this.
I can pull off a lot.
So watch this. In the passing study, we gotta be back out there to film the final shoot on the 26th. Boy, I think it'd be great if you guys would come hang out on the set of In the Passing Study on the 26th of this month.
26 minutes,
Texas.
Yeah.
I had a producer. He's on the line right now. Kirby Capone Productions. Say hey to Mr. Speedy Recovery.
Hello.
Are you there?
No, I'm here.
No, I'm trying to see
if
the producer.
My goal is there are so many people who don't know some of the simplest things. You know, about what's going on. Unfortunately, a lot of us have had the wool pulled over our eyes. So I'm eventually going to be getting into it. But I have some of the most amazing views of when I point the things out to people and they really sit there and they think about it and the things that they've missed and they don't see the way the world is going or the
Let's pick a pin right there for 1 minute. I got to let the world know about the Greg Shell Show. We are, we just picked up the contract with the CW today in the ABC. So we're going to be coming on this summer on ABC, CBS, and the CW networks. We want you to keep your TVs locked. And you can listen live at our broadcast at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show. Now, for all of your premiere tickets and sponsorship decks and all of that, for the brand-new movie trilogy, In the Passing Study, that's a book, it's a movie TV series, it's a stage play, it's a magazine, and, of course, she's on the line with us right now. The producer, I'm one of the co-stars in the movie. And, hopefully, I was the assistant director. So here she is, y'all, Kirby Capone again. What's happening?
Well, and so also, we're now offering advertising space on the vehicle because It gets a lot of I have people taking pictures all the time of the signs and everything on this vehicle. And we also offer roadside assistance plans.
Okay.
So
yeah, right.
what I'm willing to do is anyone who's purchased advertising space on the vehicle or a roadside assistance plan, I will give you a 10% discount and buy your ticket for the route.
Wow. Y'all, you know you got to get it exclusively. You got to let them know you was brought to them by the Gary Shell Show.
I'm not done with that one yet either. So, the roadside assistance plans come with discounts all year long. So, I will... it comes with other stuff. We give away duffel bags, T-shirts, stickers.
So you looking to give out? So wait a minute. What you telling me? Because our time is running out. I want to let everybody know next week we will have live music playing from some of your favorite artists, including myself and others. We also will have celebrity. We'll have celebrity filmmaker Foster Court on the line with us next week. We're getting prepared for the launch of the Greg Shell Show. We are available in over 40 million households, so we want you to tell your friends to go and type in blogtalkradio.com or do the call-in number. And once you do that, we can showcase your business, your talent. Like my man was saying, he can have it on his car sticker. I mean, promoting, and you get a package at the same time.
Hey, we're going to do something even better. All right? For everyone who signs up for the show tune in the show all the time, they get a basic roadside service plan. And what was the other one I was doing too? Oh, the advertising is based on the car. So if you buy that package deal and you get that, I'm going to sweeten the deal even better. I will give you about a choice out of over 100 pairs of retro Jordans. You can pick any pair you want, and they're absolutely free.
What? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Somebody tailpipe. They're selling the road.
You pick them, I'll ship them right to your front door.
Wow. Y'all hearing it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. Peak Production, what do you think about that?
I think that's an awesome deal. That is sweet.
Go ahead. Speedy, can I? It's called Speedy. Speedy. I don't know why I get it messed up. It's Speedy what?
Speedy Road.
Speedy's
One
Rescue.
Call does it
Speedy's
all.
Roadside Rescue. That's what it is. You don't know why I want to say it. All right, y'all. The time is zooming out.
Let me know what you think about having a sneaker selling contest where whoever sells the most sneakers, right, gets $10,000 in cash.
Well, we need to do that on TV. Peekaboo Productions. That could be your new TV show. Who gonna win the Jordans through the Greg Shell Show and Speedy Roadside?
What about selling the roadside packages?
A roadside package. Hey, y'all, it's been a ton of fun. You got any closing remarks, Peak Production?
Y'all have a blessed evening, and we'll see you back on Monday.
Real good. You got any last remarks, Speedy?
It's not going to cut off.
Let's see who can beat their feet the hardest. Let's see who can sell the most shoes. Let's put some shoes up.
All right,
feet.
You guys.
Faces and
money. Hey, we're going for an hour for next week. Thank y'all so much for tuning
Greg.
In to this episode of the Greg Shell Show.
Greg, listen.
Yeah.
You there?
Yeah.
It's not going to shut off. It's going to go for an hour.
Huh?
It's not going to shut off.
It's not?
No, sir. It's going to go for an hour.
Get out of here. Hey, Speedy.
Okay, I'm going.
Steve.
I'm here, Greg.
Peekaboo. Wait a minute.
I'm here.
You see how
I'm here.
They say some Motown just popped up like in this.
Yes, sir.
I heard
and,
that.
And I also have the Angel Chef Allen on the line.
Get out of here. Let's go ahead and bring Allen on the line. Y'all, you're talking to the creator, the writer, and the producer of the brand new trilogy movie, stage play, and book and magazine in the Betty Gervais Capone. And she got a special guest on the line with us right now. Welcome to the Greg Shell Show.
All right. How you doing, Greg? Glad to be here.
Hey, man. What's happening?
Everything. Everything is happening today.
I like your sound, man. You sound like you got some of this and some of that.
Oh yeah, I'm sitting out on my back porch and the wind is blowing, and the chimes are moving out. So it's, you know, I hope that's not interfering with anything. But
No. If you would.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
I
want to say
wood chimes
to...
and wood
huh?
chimes and metal chimes. Oh, I say I have wood chimes and metal chimes back here. They're so peaceful.
Oh,
when the wind
good.
Is blowing,
I'm out in the back door, too.
Yes.
So why is this? Tell us a little bit about who you are.
My name is Chef Allen, and I met Kirby. We became Facebook friends, and there was something going on with her at that time, and she couldn't get to prepare food and getting meals, because I believe it was an accident she was in. And the spirit of the Most High entered me and said, do something good, and which I always do for people, because I formerly was the chef of St. John's downtown with Rudy Rasmus, Beyonce Church, in which I did 10,000 meals a month for homeless vets and homeless people downtown, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 10,000 meals a month.
Wow.
And we had food coming from Whole Foods, and also, we had people, managers from Chevron and then managers from Starbucks that would come and serve the people. So it was and the quality of food that we were producing, they would call their friends and say, you need to come down here and eat dinner. You know, this is amazing. And because we didn't feed people based on their condition or what their stage was in life. We fed them like they were kings and queens of the planet Earth.
Amen. Amen. And that's what Peaks Production, she's on the line as well. She has a new TV show that's getting ready to debut on our platform, ECWC TV. You can go to East Coast, West Coast. Live. She has a new TV show called The Climb. Tell them a little bit about that show, Peaks Production.
It's about the helping the homeless, the people that don't have a piece of paper that says that they're smart, like a high school diploma, but they couldn't be denied a job that can work and get these people off the street.
So, y'all know that's going to be another show that we got to do, where we do a show and bring all the homeless people together, and we signify her new show called The Climb, where we're going to show where a person came from that homeless state to... Let me tell you a quick story. I had a guy that we went and fed the homeless for years, me and my pastor in Fort Lauderdale, Pastor Trevor R. Wallace. And from that teaching, that one person called us one day, anonymous call, called me one day, and took us to the finest, had a limo to pick us up. And I was just in awe, because never look down on a person, because you don't know who that person may be. It could be an angel
right.
sent by God. You know what I'm saying? So treat everybody the way you wish to be treated, regardless of their circumstance, as long as it's not bringing negative vibes to you. So I'm so glad to have you on my show. And I know if Kirby brought you to the piece, she don't mess with no anything. And when she do find out it's anything, she get rid of it. So it's an honor to have you on my show.
You got to hear what he has to say about the letter J.
Okay. I want to hear.
Oh, okay. Well, I came on today to talk about things that
Yahshua.
I did have, and Kirby asked me to talk about the letter J, which most people don't know about because they assume that the letter J been around forever, and it hasn't. the letter J is only 500 years old. So if you understand that, then you understand that the letter J has been anglicized, and that when we were enslaved in this country, we were force-fed a new religion, a new concept of God, a new name, and a new idea about existing when we came to the shores of this country. If you ever watch the movie Armistead, you'll see when they take over the ship, the children start singing to Yahweh. Now, that's interesting, because when the anthropologists dig in the earth and they find pomegranates and pottery and plates and coins, you know the name they find on it? The name of the Most High Creator in Hebrew, which is Yahweh in English and Yud-Heh-Waf-Heh in Hebrew. That's what they find. You won't find anything in the earth past 500 years old. So now, the man that everybody raises so much hoopla about, Jesus, nobody walked the earth by that name 1,900 years ago. So if your name is Fred, but every time somebody see you, they call you Stan or Dave, after a while, it's going to get a little bit irritating. You're going to probably ignore them, right? So that's what we are today. We have called on the wrong name for so long that it's like a part of our existence, even though it's incorrect. But Go ahead.
Well, we just want to let y'all know whatever, you know, views or conversation that this brother has, it has no effect on the Greg Shell Show. These are his views. All right, go ahead, brother.
So these are my views. I want to make that clear. I'm not,
yeah, I just have to always make that clear so they don't
That's great. You know, that's great. Because I believe in people that have a moral nature, that have an inclination toward morality, regardless of what they believe or call. If your actions line up toward goodness, then more than likely you're a good person. So I have a friend, we have a conversation all the time, and he just doesn't like white folks. I had to tell him, you think about, ponder and consider this for 1 second. When our ancestors were running up north and they had abolitionists helping them along the way, those abolitionists didn't look like them. So those abolitionists more than likely had children that have the same DNA. So that mentality that they had back then, that's in those people today. Because that's how powerful the DNA is, or the genes are. That's why Genesis is the first book. But anyway, back to the letter J. Even in Greek, there is no J. So a lot of the New Testament is in Greek. So the name itself didn't come about till 500 years ago. And the beautiful thing about that, that's researchable. If you have an iPhone, you can ask your iPhone how old is the letter J and get a shot.
Well, I got a D phone. My phone ain't no I. It's D. But it's all right. Listen, y'all, we want to talk about.
But you can go to your.
Go ahead and finish up with the J, because I got to. I want to clarify some stuff in regards to In the Past instead of the new movie. We want to go ahead and get that known to the world, so that they can go ahead and get a sponsorship deck.
Go ahead.
With your closing, if you would, sir. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to share. Just the inroads, the way you could start your research and be fulfilled, have your eyes open, have the veil removed that has been there for over 6,000 years. So, you know, it's a beautiful study. You know, if you love the truth, if you are a little shaky on, I was shaky on when I was introduced to it. I was like, I went to the library and tried to prove it wrong. The more I tried to prove it wrong, guess what? The more I was with the truth. So, embark on that study. Amuse yourself. Serve yourself. By yourself. And see if it's the truth.
Well, y'all heard it first right here on the Greg Sherr Show. Y'all can take that information that my brother gave you based on what he get down with. Y'all heard it right here on the Greg Sherr Show. I want to thank you, brother, for hanging out with us. Thank you, Kirby, for having this idea about the Jets.
How more about that roadside assistance? I'd like to have a conversation with that brother. See if he has some packages.
Steve, go ahead and talk more about the roadside assistance. He in Orlando. Maybe he'll shoot an airplane, a private jet out there to fix your car.
Oh, in the last. Oh,
okay, give him 1 second. This guy wants to know about the roadside assistance.
Hey, what's up, bud? How you doing? My name's Steve. What's your name?
Alan.
Nice to meet you, Alan. What would you exactly like to know?
Oh, no. I like the concept because I have a friend here who his dad left him a record service, and I plugged him one time, man. She's called a roadside assistance program right here in Third Ward, and he let it expand. But he couldn't see the vision of being offering that service.
Yeah.
And I say insurance company do it. You have the means to do it, but
well,
and so when I just heard you are doing that,
yeah.
That is awesome.
Well,
that is incredibly awesome.
Yeah, it is something different. So a lot of it, you know, and I will eventually plan on taking it, you know, nationwide. But you know, it's primarily ideal for you know the companies like the fleet companies. Or people who
right.
don't really travel outside of, you know, like a 50-mile radius. Because I'll travel
okay.
50, 60 miles if I have to. But, you know, if someone was stuck, you know, I would still, you know, find a provider and work something out. Because I do have a buddy that has drivers, that has providers all over the nation. You know, and I do work for him. He sends me calls here. But, you know, I can, you know, use him for assistance, you know, if they're outside of Orlando. But it gives discounts all year long. So the basic plan would be like you'll get a 10% discount on all your auto repairs, your parts and everything. Your platinum, you know, would be 15. The other one, of course, it comes with roadside service calls. And we do everything. So you get complimentary rides. You'll get, you know, that's standard. But it will waive the credit card fees or processing fees. It gives you a lot of entitlement. The basic plan is like $199.99 plus tax. And then it goes up. I can't remember exactly what the platinum one was. I think that was like almost $500. But all of my customers know that they're getting quality. And we fix it right the first time. We stand behind what we do, and people have no issues. And when people hear, you know, what some of the prices that you know some have paid, they're like, really? And it's not we're not out trying to overcharge anyone. And I explain everything to everyone that you know I have no problem traveling an hour to you to get you off the side of the road and home. But, you know, it's $125 to travel, sometimes $150, but that's for coming back, too.
Alan, go ahead and, not Alan, but Steven, go ahead and give them your toll-free number, how you can reach and talk directly.
All right.
You guys can talk. Alan,
yeah.
Before you get off the line,
yeah.
I want to let you know about Big Luau party that we're going to be doing in Alabama, and come hang out, man. Put on your Hawaiian gear, your Caribbean gear, and hang out.
Are you
going to
be in Montgomery?
Yeah.
In Montgomery?
In Union Springs, Alabama. Union Springs, like 40 minutes away.
Okay. All right, I have family out there in Montgomery.
Yeah. So it's going to be an amazing, we got Peak Production. They're going to be one of our proud sponsors, so ain't no telling what kind of production pieces they're going to have out there. We also got Speedy Roadside. They're going to be there waiting on your car. If your car have a loop or a bump, and he's going to be right there to get it right there. And also you can win some free tickets and stuff by tuning in here to the Greg Sherr Show. Peak Production, what do you think about the Greg Sherr Show?
Oh, I think it's a blessing.
You
give out a lot of information, which is great.
Well, he gave out a whole ton of information, but that's a good thing. Now they know what they're working with. So, Alan, listen at this, right? You know you got – I got to see you when I come out to Houston for In the Pastor's Study so we can finish up this hot new trilogy on the Greg, you know, right there.
Also, I want to let you know I have a catering business, 832-373-670. Jeff Allen Wilson Jr. Catering. I've been doing that since 2003. I've been blessed to cater for three of the last five mayors in Houston, a whole bunch of other lawyers and congressmen, a whole lot of normal people.
What do you specialize in?
I specialize in Italian, Cajun, Creole, things like
that. Oh, you making me hungry.
And then if you want vegetarian.
Then you making me hungry. You still consider being a vendor at the luau.
And what date is that?
September the 23rd. It's going to be televised, too.
I'll consider that.
Yeah, we'll go over pricing and all that stuff. You hang out with Peekaboo Production, they'll tell you about all of that. And Speedy Roadside Service, we brought to you today on behalf of Speedy Roadside Services for all of your roadside needs. You want to call them, they are a 24-hour service provider that can help you get from being in a stranded situation with your vehicle. They are licensed and bonded. Y'all hearing it first right here on the Greg Show Show. We also brought to you today on behalf of Peaks Productions. Peaks Productions, the hottest new production company to hit the world along with, you know, reality, bringing reality formats to the Greg Show Show and other formats. Also, we brought to you on behalf of Kirby Capone Productions out of Houston, Texas, the hottest new production company that's bringing in the hottest new movie trilogy titled In the Pastor's Study. Starring Dirk B. Richardson and Pastor Terrence Jakes, as well as myself, Greg Shelley, Deacon Osteen, and a host of amazing other cast members that you don't want to go ahead and miss. You want to go ahead and start getting your sponsorship deck. You can be a sponsor on whatever level, on a $500 budget, all the way up to $100,000. It's just whatever you want. And y'all can get those bonus pieces exclusively here on the Greg Shelley Show. As we prepare for our new TV show, that's going to be available on ECWC TV. That stands for East Coast West Coast Live. And so we are looking to get ready for that launch party as well. So I'm excited about the luau. Peekaboo, Peekaboo, you excited about the luau?
Absolutely. I can't wait.
You can't wait?
I can't wait.
Well, they got a song
called
Stop busting them things on that ground. Y'all know I got my niece out here. She hanging out with me on the Greg Shelley Show. What Kirby Capone at? I want to hear her voice. She's an amazing talent. She has over about 35 voices. Miss Pete, you know when you was listening, that was Miss Capone with all them different voices.
Yes. Is Ellen still there?
Sir.
I want to quickly give him the number.
Huh?
Is Alan still there?
Alan, you still there?
I am. I'm listening in.
Okay.
Alan said,
I want to give you Speedy's number really quick. It's 866-611-1256. And you can get him at info at speedyroadsiderescue.com.
Okay. Thank you, Kirby.
Can you give that to him again a little slower? Can you give it to him again a little slower? I want to make sure he gets it. Give me my glass.
Sure.
I'm blessed to I have her personal contact. If I don't, I can call her. I kept that in mind when she was going. I was like, I don't even have a pen here.
Yeah, right. Hey, y'all, our time is getting ready to, you know, running out. And I want to just thank everyone that came in. Thank God for some extra time to talk about some things. I'm really excited. If you are talented, if you can sing, dance, rap, have a positive message in your music or your talent, we would love to have you on the Greg Shell Show. We are officially opening the doors where you can register your band, your group. We're going to have three stages. One will be gospel and jazz, and one will be trail ride and country. So it's going to be old school party, 25 and older for the night party, and we're going to try to have something for the kids to do in the daytime. All right? Y'all are hearing it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Happy Friday. I got to get ready and get my bag sacked up so I can head to Union Springs, Alabama. We are coming, Union Springs. I know everybody's waiting, and I'm just excited to be able to go back home. Tomorrow's kind of like a bitter day for me. It's my sister's birthday, but it's also the death of my brother. He passed away on the same day my sister's birthday. So kind of like a bittersweet, but I give God the praise for it, and we just excited, man. Alan, it was a pleasure meeting you over the radio.
And I'm out your
looking forward to hopefully seeing you when I get out there to Houston, Texas.
Okay.
I got beef soup.
A cameo appearance on I hear. But count it our joy.
All right, you guys. I want to thank you again. Stop.
All right. Have a good
y'all
one.
Heard it first.
I'm blessed.
Want to thank everyone for tuning in this Friday. Be blessed and take God with you wherever you go, and you can't go wrong. You know what I mean? Straight up. Y'all heard it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. Be blessed.
Be blessed.
Take care.